Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. And welcome back to this new episode. I would like to start by asking you something that I think you know from a previous episode. I would like you to say out loud the one single Swedish word, the song. So how would you say in Swedish, the song? Sången, sången. Very good. And as you know from also previous episodes, the song, that's two words in English, but in Swedish, sången is just one single word. So to make a noun, a thing specific, we will add the sounds n in the end of the word, such as sången. So if you would like to say just the word song in Swedish, not the song, but just song, simply as that, how would you say in Swedish the word song? Song, song. Very good. It's basically the same word as in English. Oh, do you want to hear a secret? We actually spell the word song differently from the English word. And here is one of those weird Scandinavian letters. So the word song, the vowel sound here, O, is spelled with an A with a small circle above it. With a small circle above it. So in Swedish, that's a letter that we call O, O. But sometimes we will also pronounce that vowel O, like shorter, O, such as the word song. So 3 out of 4 letters are the same in Swedish and English here, but the pronunciation is quite similar. So once again, how would you say the Swedish word song? Sång. Very good. Very good. Bra. Jättebra. So now I would like you to, walk on water with me and try to say something in Swedish that I have not taught you yet. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to say the word dance, like a dance, such as what you call that? Waltz, foxtrot, well, something like that, a dance. So dance in English actually has kind of the same spelling and at least pronunciation in Swedish. Just as song and song, they are very similar. So if you would take the English word dance and try to say it in Swedish, well, you can just like make a guess here. There's nothing to lose. How do you think you would say the Swedish word dance? Dance. Dance. It's a little bit different vowel sound. Dance, dance. So you have to make your mouth more open and it's in the back of your throat. Ah, so try to open up your mouth a lot as if your dentist were about to, say hello to your throat. And once again, say after me, the Swedish word for a dance. Dance is like this. Dance. Can you say that? Dance. Very good. So that's a dance. It's not to dance, but it's a dance. And if you would like to make that word specific, you would, in English, add a word in the front. So it would be the dance. The dance. That dance. But if you would like to say that in Swedish, the dance, you will have one single word. So you will have to change the word and add something in the end. And I think you know this from previous episodes. So could you try to put your knowledge together and try to say the Swedish word, one single word, that means the dance. So how would you say in Swedish, the dance? Dansen, dansen. Bra, dansen. I hope this makes sense to you because I have the feeling that you are doing a good job in these previous episodes, the first ones in season 2. So we are discovering nouns here, that's things or objects. And what we have done so far is that we have been talking about an object such as song, game, dance, and we can also Oh, sorry. We can also make that specific, so we can say the song, the game, or the dance, and in these cases, we will do that by adding the same thing in the end of the word. So we will add two sounds in the end of the word to make it specific and mean the. What are, like, those that combination of sounds that we add in the end of the word to make it specific? How do you say those sounds that you put in the end of the word to make it specific? N, very good. So to summarize this episode, I would like you to say three words in a row. Just three words. It's not a sentence, just three words. We are going to say the song, the dance, the game. So take your time and pause the podcast as long as you want to. I would like you to say the three words. How would you say in Swedish? The song, the dance, the game. Sången, dansen, leken. Did you remember that? Sången, dansen, leken. And if you want to, you can add the word end. The song, the dance, and the game. That's actually just one small sound in Swedish, a vowel sound. Would you like to try to say that? How would you say in Swedish, the song, the dance, and the game? Sången, dansen, och leken. Och leken, that means and the game. So, sången, dansen, och leken. Those are three important things in life. So I thought that would be a good like glossary for today's lesson. And this is all for today's episode of Sweezy. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.